We have two people on the line right now. One of them has a nickname of Megabus, and that is Jamie Menzik. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Thanks for waking up so early.
No problem.
Hey, you play for the Chicago Force. How'd that come about?
I'm the youngest of five in my family, and my second oldest brother, Mark, played in high school for Washington on the east side of Chicago. And, you know, it's as vivid of memory as any childhood, that when he would come home from practice, you know, I mean, he just had this glow about him, and he was just so full of energy. And I always wanted to play. I was a tomboy growing up. My youngest brother is only 2 years older than me, so I always hung out with him. I got to high school. Some of the guys were extremely big. I mean, Paul Shababi, Dave Verda. I said, okay, maybe I'll give a few years before I try out. I played 1 year in high school, my senior year. I went to college, played some college sports. You know, there was always that void after college finished of the sports, and I played flag football on the south side of Chicago, and the general manager of the Chicago Force, Linda Bechet, came up to me and said, I like your size, I like your athletic ability, please come out and try out. So I did, and ever since then, you know, it's been something that's been with me.
So you went to Whiting.
I did.
You went to Whiting when Strababi was there, and they had some really good football teams.
They did.
And you thought about going out, but you didn't.
I mean, if you would, I was 160 pounds, 5'8", and those guys had to be, you know, 6'2", 280, and solid muscle. I was like, I value my life too much. I don't want to get killed yet.
Now, Jamie, you're obviously living in Whiting still?
I currently reside in Portage.
So you're in Portage now. You went to Whiting. So you make the trip up there to play for the Chicago Force. You've been doing it for 5 years, and you're playing on the offensive line. What's that like?
The great thing about playing on the offensive line is Coach K, you know, being a line member himself, he takes pride in teaching that aspect of the game. He won't move on until everyone gets it. And that's what I like so much about his coaching technique. You know, our O-line is a very close-knit bunch. I think some of the defensive players and other offensive players get a little jealous of how close we are, but I think it's good leadership that we show on the field and throughout the team.
Once again, there's over 60 teams across the nation, and to some extent, I got to believe that we're introducing women's football to the Northwest Indiana area, both on the radio and on the television or on the video. But there's little girls, as you may well know, growing up in Whiting, got to have WJOB on in the background as they're driving to school, and they're forced to listen to WJOB. What about some of these girls that watch the football with their dads and their brothers, and they get to play out a little bit in the front yard and so forth, but they don't get the high school and that kind of opportunity? What do you say to them about their football dreams?
You know, they're not crushed. They're not over. It doesn't end there. You know, I was fortunate to be able to play 1 year, and I wish I would have went out sooner. I wish I would have had more experience. But at the next level of, you know, women's football, it's available, and they need to take that option and go with it and give it a try, because, I mean, no one's there to stop you other than yourself.
Coach,
so, I mean, they need to go with it.
Coach Konecki's on the line. Coach, what do you think about that, encouraging young women to play football?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, we talk about a lot often that, you know, football, really, when you think about it, Jim, is the last sport where, women, teenage girls are denied the opportunity to participate, and there's opportunities to play, and I say that, you know, just try to play as long as you can with, you know, the Pop Warner and the junior high and the high school, and then when you're done with your collegiate career, that, you know, there's available opportunities. And before I go on, Jim, and Jamie's being very, very modest, by the way, I think that everybody who's listening has to hear this. You know, I've obviously coached Jamie all 5 years, and, you know, I've coached a lot of games with her, and when we were in 2010, when we went to Stockholm, Sweden, and Jamie knows what I'm going to say here, as I say it all the time, and I'm going to say it to everybody. Jamie put on a performance in Stockholm, Sweden that is by far the most dominating performance I've ever seen an offensive lineman have in my entire career. I would put her at the top of the list of any offensive lineman I've ever coached. I mean, she is very, very good. And modest. She's not going to come out and tell you that, but she's very good at what she does.
Why? What does she do on the line that it sets her apart?
You know, she's got that, you know, she has football awareness, intelligence, and that obviously you have to have that. But she has just this tenacity and drive and, you know, just keep coming at you. She just creates holes and has precise blocks. It's not uncommon when Jamie, you know, we do a lot of trapping for those football fans out there. And Jamie's, you know, asked to do that a lot throughout our games, and it's devastating when, you know, a defensive lineman, defensive end has the opportunity to meet up with Jamie, and they usually end up, you know, looking like, you know, that old Tecmo Bowl game, you know, back on their back flipped over, and she does a very good job. She is a very, very good player.
Got a big game this Saturday. 3-0. What are you looking for on Saturday?
You know, I think that the biggest key is obviously we're very happy with where we're at. It's, you know, our current record is 3-0. We need to continue to get better, raise the bar, raise our expectations. We want to take care of our mental mistakes. St. Louis Slam is a very good team. They're extremely physical last year. One of the more physical games we had last year, and they came in Chicago, and it was one of our closer games last year in the regular season, 29-17. So I'm looking for our players to come out, and we really need to eliminate the mental mistakes. And I'm saying this, you know, coming off a 72-0 victory. But, you know, the ladies, myself, the management, we weren't happy with our performance last week. We know that we have better football in front of us, so that, you know, we're not going to, you know, we're extremely pleased where we're at. We need to just continue to move forward, because we know that we have some very lofty goals and expectations, not looking past anybody, but making sure that, you know, we're taking care of things and getting exponentially better as the season goes on.
Coach Konecki is also a high school football coach in Crete, Illinois, and along with Jamie Menzik. Thanks a lot for calling in, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot,
Jim. Thanks a lot. You guys do a great job. We really appreciate it. It's an excellent opportunity to put this out in front of everybody. And if you get a chance, guys, make sure you go to the Chicago Forest football website to check out the live stream. Thanks so much.